gently now, gently. We've come through quite an acceleration. There's a lot more spin in your cells, possibly more spin in the mind. It was broadly an up level, but sometimes, as we know by now in this path, that can serve to bring up that which is not a vibrational match within us, we could say. So as you listen to my voice, just allowing that spin to sort of spiral down, become a soft, slow, lazy spiral, down and down. And just land in the softness of your body. Land in your fierce and tender and powerful heart. As I tune into the group energy now, there are two things at first. Now, these two energetic patterns, momentums perhaps, they could broadly be applicable to a person, to yourself perhaps. You will recognize that one of these momentums has become up or noticeable to you. But it can also be, each one could be present within us as well. And that will probably be the case, actually. Within the configuration, the light frequency and energy configuration, that is this group as a morphic field that we can tune into. I see that there are those who have made quite a significant leap recently. You have freed yourself of something very significant. You've come through something that was very dense. And you are now in the lived experience of being on the other side of that. You are feeling the liberation and the expansion. And so bravo, because you help to elevate the whole group, the energetic, because of that and those shifts, those really significant shifts that have occurred recently. For some of us, the coordinates in the quantum field for our group have shifted. That's how powerful we are. That's how we help one another, and we can support one another. There is another pattern that I can see that is more about some of us are still not allowing ourselves to access the resources that are available to us. We are still not allowing ourselves to be supported. We've talked about these things many times. It could be as small as when you are outside in the sun. You've heard this before. When you're outside in the sun, communicate consciously. Communicate as a being of light to a being of light with that solar stargate, and you will have a different experience of the sun. You will then call light codes and ascension codes and supportive energies through from a solar stargate rather than just going for a walk out in the sun. It can be very simple. There are those of us, or maybe there are aspects of you that you are aware of that are still not accessing the help and the support, and it may be extremely obvious. That aspect that continues to resist is going to... There's no way around this. It is going to come under more and more and more pressure. You know, we could say the good news is the light always wins, or the soul always wins, and the bad news is the soul always wins. The light always wins. So the aspects of our being, our psyche construct, our emotional bodies, our physical bodies, perhaps where trauma imprints, density bundles are being held in the body. The light is going to win there. It will just get increasingly uncomfortable as long as we resist. Resist the opening. Resist the surrender. The asking for help. Again, for some of you, this is going to be extremely... obvious is not the right word. Literal. It is literally that you need to ask for help, and you are not doing it. So if this is feeling uncomfortably true, no doubt, for you, know this right now, in this moment, where we are all together, in this now moment, your brothers and sisters who are a part of this group, who have said yes to this group collective, we are here to help you. And those that have just alchemized something dense that are now on the other side of that, they're helping you right now. So it's okay. It is perhaps time now to more and more reframe our experiences from the standpoint of our human construct. Reframe our experiences through the lens of, or from the perceptual set point of, the dominant momentum now in my life is the momentum of ascension. period. Therefore, everything, dial it back, everything that I'm going to experience that's going to arise in my life stream as my lived experience, whether from within, we could say, the emotional body, the mental body. That they are a part of, or they are relative to, my ascension process. An example would be, if perhaps we have a massive, glorious solar flare, coronal mass ejection, that comes forth from the solar sun, and all of these wonderful charged particles and plasma and photonic light comes barreling at the earth, and then it enfolds the earth. And you get aurora borealis happening, and sometimes satellite communication gets a little bit wonky because of it, but we are deluged with light. Hallelujah, we might say. Wow, that sounds like it would be a super great upgrade for the light body and our ascending aspects. It absolutely is. But guess what it's really hard on? The human aspects, the density aspects. So sometimes that can actually serve to bring up those crunchy bits, those sandpaper bits. And perhaps in the past, we would have the experience of that arising. Now, I understand not everybody is aware of when there's a solar flare, or, I mean, that's something interesting to keep track of, so that we don't tend to become so myopic, i.e., you get hit with a wave of feeling super critical or withdrawn, or, and we go into a more myopic sense of, why is this happening? What have I done wrong? What do I need to work on? All of that. A certain amount of that is actually just really good work. You know that. This far along on the path, we know that. But it is also very possible that it is simply this massive influx of light, light that you are on the highest levels, on the most expanded levels. Remember that the you, the human aspect on the planet, experiencing this ascension process in sort of real time, as it were. I know it's a bit of an abstract to the human aspect, but the light of that solar stargate is an aspect of you at your highest levels. The earth grids, the ascension grids around this planet are an aspect of you at your highest levels. And this is just that firing up, coming online. This is your human aspect becoming more aware of that. Ultimately, it is going to, I'm going to use the word overwhelm, ultimately, the human aspect, and you will become more and more the more expanded aspects. That's what ascension is about. As far as a step-by-step, one foot in front of the other, chop wood, carry water kind of aspect, it is this human construct, physical body, holding more light. And then shifts happen and adjustments happen. And we have ahas and greater, more expanded concepts, let's say, are grasped and assimilated. And the neural net wiring shifts a little bit. And the biochemistry shifts a little bit and then stabilizes at a calmer, more beneficial level. And the biophotons in the cells elevate just a little bit, you understand? So little by little, we are priming this entire system to hold more light. And we language that sometimes as being, you know, our higher selves. We download our higher self aspect, our light body aspect. And you can sometimes picture that, although of course it isn't this linear, but sometimes to the human construct, linear just helps us to wrap our heads around something and be at peace with something. You can imagine it as though the higher self, maybe a sphere of beautiful golden light, or a light body aspect of you, which is exactly that, just a larger version of your physical body. But it is just pure golden photonic light. And you can imagine that just descending down. And maybe in your moments of maybe meditative bliss, or when you're out in nature, it's peaceful and quiet. You can imagine that in those moments, the light body aspect of your being, the higher self aspect of your being, can just sigh down because you, the human aspect, has expanded. And you are more a vibrational match to that. Begin to reframe what you are experiencing and what is arising and what you are observing as being reflective of nothing other than your ascension process. And it may very well be that things will arise that do need an application of work on yourself, look at your stuff, all of that good work. But to a large degree, as we have said before, the flame of light, frequency, energy, vibration, the pattern that you are increasingly holding in the field is such that it will transmute that which is arise or that which has arisen. You will not, I don't want to make this a blanket statement. You need to use your discernment in your own life flow. But it is very possible that you will not need to go into an onerous process of work and working on yourself and processing your issues and all of that. That was all such good work. And as I say, perhaps that swath of information and tools will become more and more just a precision tool in your toolkit now. It will maybe not have such a broad application. Begin to trust your alignment and the work that you have done. Trust the light that you are. And relative to this wonderful group. Trust that our brothers and sisters are making these wonderful leaps, as we all will at different times. And like the proverbial flock of geese, we are carried in that updraft. Reframe your wobbles. There's a good t-shirt. See them as proof positive that you have leveled up and you are ready to alchemize the next little aspect of density, that little pattern that doesn't match the higher and purer configuration that you are now expressing. Framed another way. We don't really have the time anymore to allow ourselves the indulgence in the lower frequencies. That sounds ruthless, I know, and perhaps it is. But you did not come here to anchor the frequencies of the lower aspect of the human collective. There are enough beings that are still exploring that or trapped there or whatever their experience is of growth and exploration as a sovereign soul on their path. We could broadly say there are enough there. I promise you, if you're listening to these words, you did not come here to do that. And if you would like work to do, then let that be your work. Level up. I see you, beloved master of light, co-creator, that I'm so honored to work with. I see you. Now rise. That all might rise with you.